Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We got a treat again. We got Joanne Leo, the number lady, back. So let's get on with the show, and I'll bring Joanne on. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kel.
And thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
What do you need from the folks? Their birthday?
I need their birthday and their first name.
Okay. All right, so we'll get started. All right. Hello. What's your name?
Hi, there.
And what's birthday so that Joanne can...
Good afternoon. My date of birth is December of 1993.
And what's your name?
And my name is Erica. Fourth.
What day?
The fourth.
Okay. And your first name?
Erica.
This is kind of an interesting scenario for you this year. This is all about checking all the boxes, a lot of responsibility. Are you in a relationship at this moment?
No.
I guess you want to be in one, though. Am I correct?
Yeah, I would like to. And I just laugh because I do have a few people after me, but I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Well, it's like I tell my longtime clients, just call me with their name and their birth date, and I'll figure them out.
No, I'll pass on them.
I think there's a part of you that, first of all, you're super sensitive, so a lot of times you can take a word or a sentence and take it the wrong way. I mean, is that about right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think you the arrows. You take arrows when you don't need to take arrows. And that might be why you're a little gun-shy about a relationship as well. It's got to do with a work situation. Are you contemplating making a change?
Yes. Maybe, yes, I am, but I haven't really decided, like, yeah, I'm going to totally do it. I think I'm a sub at a school right now, and
I'll
have...
You, it'll be July, August, and September. I think you're going to make a change.
Oh.
And I think eventually you'll be happy about the change you're going to make. But you see, you have a dichotomy in your name anyway. It's like you don't want to be told what to do, how to do it, where to do it, and yet you get your feelings hurt too easily. Have I got that straight? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't get away from me. You can't get away from me when you're doing numerology, baby. But I think you should be really happy about this. You're going to have two or three different options that you're looking at. But, you know, if the one you decide on, you better ask for the position or you won't get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know what field it would be in? Like, is it the field that I'm currently on, or is it completely different?
I say go with your experience. You figure it out. God gives us free will to make choices.
That's true.
That's not for me to decide. That's for you to decide.
Okay. And you see coming about in that sense through work?
No, I didn't say that. I said that your work would change. But I do feel that you want a relationship. The problem is that you're too elusive. You don't show your true self because your feelings get hurt or you're insecure.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Yeah, but I try to be very myself, though. I try to be honest with who I am and what I like and what I don't like.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that if somebody acts a certain way or does a certain thing and it goes against your emotional well-being or your thoughts or whatever, you get turned off. A-O-F-F, off.
Yes.
I know. Your name's Erica. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
I don't know
sorry.
If you wanted to add something. I didn't know if you wanted to add something to Erica.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about teaching in middle school?
I have because thought about, being exposed.
There's an offer that's coming up about a middle school. And you would really enjoy that. And in the summer, hush, Josie. And in the summertime, you have an opening to meet somebody that you'll be friends with, and then it can evolve into a relationship.
Okay.
So look for that. So be open. Don't be close-minded. And everybody's
yes.
for you. There you go.
My goal is to get into law school this year. Do you see that happening? Or
yeah, get into the first round of it.
Your birthday signifies that you should be in law. Anyway.
Would that be fall time?
I'm shooting for fall time.
And what do you want? What is your focus? Because you'd be good in either criminal or international.
I don't really know yet. I have my interests, but I feel like in law school you're going to learn so much that I can't really pinpoint right now. Like, tax law or real estate law or whatever. You know, animal. Like, I don't know, not just business law. There's so much,
I got business law.
I'm interested in criminal. That I love it. Like,
I don't know if you could handle the emotions with your name.
Oh.
With the criminals. I'm sorry. I mean, you might be able to go there and make a good argument, but I don't think you can deal with the aftermath.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's valid.
Well, I hope it helped you.
Yes, thank you so much for your input and your time.
You're welcome. All
to
right.
Both of you ladies. Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
Have a great evening.
775. Hello, 775.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, and my date of birth is July the 6th, 1951.
Did you say your name's Wendy? Did you say your name's Wendy?
Wendy, like Peter Pan, W-E-N-D-Y.
Yeah, that's what I got. Okay.
And I am right in the middle of purchasing a home. It's very expensive, but my realtor says that it's in a great area. The street number is 2119. Is this going to go through? Will I be happy and live there happily with my sister Leslie and nephew Brandon forever?
Nothing's forever. Got that? Ties into your birthday. I think be prepared that if the market goes down, because I think you're buying at the top end of the market. But remember, a real estate person just wants to sell you something. It's not about happy forever for the rest of my days.
Oh, what was that? Real estate purchases what?
I said I think it's overpriced.
Oh, okay. Well, will it turn out well for me? Will I actually move into the house, and will I be glad that I purchased it?
Not if the market goes down, I don't think you'll be happy, but will you move in there? I got a yes. But
okay.
I think your real estate agent can do better and make a lower offer.
Okay. Well, we're going to have an appraisal probably later this week, and then she's going to negotiate from there.
Okay. That sounds good. I like that better because I don't like what they're asking for it at all. So we'll see what Kelly has to say, but I get a no.
Yeah. Can they ask below the price, you know, and you'll be able to get it because nobody else is on it.
So my realtor's name is Geneva. Is she going to negotiate a lower price? And my mortgage man's name is?
Excuse me. You need to negotiate lower than what they're asking. You need to do that. Put your things on people. You need to do that.
What Kelly's trying to say is you're the buyer, you're the boss, not the realtor.
Yes.
She works
yes,
for you.
That's true.
She works
good point.
For you.
So you can go under price and probably get it.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Well,
they're asking.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope it's a happy home for us and that we're safe and comfortable and healthy.
Well, it's in a good area. The house
okay.
has good bones.
Okay, that's good to know. Will I be happy with the appraisal that's going to be done later this week?
Who's doing the appraisal? If the real estate's doing the appraisal, I say no. Because a bank may come way under.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a bank appraisal.
Oh, it's a bank appraisal.
So I think that you'll have a fair appraisal.
Okay, so that sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank God. Do you see us moving in by Easter Sunday, the last day of this month?
No.
No.
Would it be April then?
Yeah.
Mid-April.
Okay. And it's a sunken bathtub. I do have some disabilities. I'm going to have somebody put in extra bars, but will I be able to take a bath in that sunken bathtub?
Sure,
no.
You get guardrails or grab rails. I call them guardrails. Yeah, you'll be good. All right.
Thank
later.
God. Okay, thank you.
All right. Going along. 203.
Good evening, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey.
Hi, my birthday is 7/12/1953.
And do you have a question you want answered while she's calculating?
Sure, I do. Thank you.
What name? Hello.
Oh, hi. It's Pat. I'm sorry. It's Pat. I literally have been brokenhearted once again by my daughter-in-law and the issue of trying to see my granddaughter. It's just so scripted and constricted that at this point I just have to say no. You know, what I'm being offered is just, I live out of state. What I'm being offered is just so difficult for me to manage. I'm really sad. It just happened today.
Well, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What's the question, Pat? Is that she won't let you see the kid, or you have to travel to see the kid? Huh?
I'm sorry. You're so muffled. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, is it that you can't see the child or that you have to travel to see the child?
Traveling to see the child, I'm now given the offer of coming to meet in a library, you know, for a three-hour drive to meet the child in the library where you have to be quiet is just, you know, it's so controlled and so, you know, giving me nothing of a relationship with my granddaughter.
How could you meet in a library? You can't have a conversation in a library. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. That works for the mother. Keep me quiet.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. I know that this is kind of like this has been an ongoing thing here, but I want to tell you that you're in this cycle right now. That's an 18-month cycle, and it started last November. So you've got to get through November plus just on that with April of next year. So you've got a tough go around with this girl. Unfortunately, you have to tell her that you know, that would be very difficult, and if she would reconsider or give her an option of, can we go to an ice cream parlor? Can we go to a coffee shop? Can we, you know, a library is just not going to work out because we'll be shushed the whole time.
But it's so demeaning. I can't drive, do a three-hour trip to have, you know, an hour with my granddaughter. She's just, it's being cut back and back and back and back to the point where it's not acceptable to me. I'm just wondering, I understand this 18-month period. I'm just wondering what the relationship with my granddaughter will be, if it will continue or get better at some point.
Can you FaceTime her? Can you have a phone conversations with her?
Absolutely not. She's so controlling and so stressed and makes it very clear that I'm just an annoyance.
Where's your son in the picture?
He is trying to keep the peace. So, you know, he doesn't assert himself because the ramifications are so difficult. So that clearly they've got a problem themselves.
But clearly they have a problem, Pat, because I don't want to sound bodacious here, but he needs to get his balls back.
Exactly. I just said that today. And I've been dealing with this for 6 years, so I'm not counting on him doing that. I just need to cope myself. You know, I need to get myself in a good place so that's not just destroying me. It's been 6 years, basically, and the compromises, I keep getting less and less and less and less, and today I just realized I can't accept this. You know, they just have to... I can't drive 3 hours to see my granddaughter for an hour and a half.
I agree with you.
Well,
the lady
isn't going to compromise, and she's a jerk. And
I know she's not going to.
And you're going to have to do for yourself and let it go for a while, because.
Right.
You're just making yourself sick.
Right.
And so you're going to have to let it go, bless it, say some prayers, and let it be, because it's not going to change.
Well, another thing I would recommend too, Pat, is a God box. And a God box is the box where it has a lid on it. And I want you to write a letter to God and your granddaughter's guardian angel. So I always start my God box prayers with thank you, God, okay?
Right.
And I would say, this is the situation, and I'm giving this problem to you, God, and her guardian angel, that the perfect outworking will take place. You fold it in three, stick it in that box, and you give it to God. Don't you dare claim it back. Don't give this more attention or whatever. Once you give it to God, that's it.
Yeah. I know I need to do what you're saying. I wanted to get a little bit of advice to help me get settled with this. Do you see at some point I'll be having a relationship with my granddaughter?
How old is your granddaughter, hon?
She's six. She's going to be six at the end of the month.
Okay. You can send her a little Amazon gift. You can
do
a little thing like that. Put a note in there that Grammy loves you. But you put it in the God box. Stop trying to negotiate with a terrorist, okay?
Right. Yeah, I realized that today. That's why I realize this is the end in trying to work with her.
So just send her little gifts here and there with a note.
Yeah, okay.
If the mother will give it to her.
Yeah. Your son should know better.
Yeah.
Your son should know better.
He should. I agree with you. Can I ask, do you see a relationship coming in with me? For me?
Let's not worry about that from after you get out of this 18-month cycle. Not a time to start a new thing. No. You got to wait till almost a year from now.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
But the God box is perfect. That'll help.
Well, you know, Kel, I gotta tell you this. It seems like it's been going in cycles, but this generation these parents have raised their kids with kid gloves or in this gentle approach. Well, when it comes to the tough, hard decisions in life, they fall apart. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
They have no coping skills.
They don't stand up. They don't take a firm decision. They don't hold the line. You know,
nope.
All they know how to do is be mamby-pamby soy baby.
Yep, and whine.
Yeah.
Yep. 415,
let's
hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Jessica. I actually just had a psychic question or two of them related to work, job. I went on an interview today. I was wondering if you saw me getting that job.
Yeah.
Well, I need your name and your birth date.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you needed that for that specific question. So my name is Jessica, and it's 7/16/77.
You will get that job, and you'll get they'll call you in, and you'll have an in-person interview with a man.
So
you mean the second interview? It's a low-pay job. I didn't think, and I'm like, I have a lot of experience. They're going to have a second interview?
No.
You have to take it. But you ask if you would get it, and they'll want to. Boy, you're overqualified for the whole thing. They're like, yippee-ki-yay.
Right.
Well,
you think
but you're not going to stay there, Jessica, but you're going to get it.
Right. No, I know that. I just need something for now.
Yeah, I get that. And I'm going to tell you something. When July, August, and September hit, things are going to start opening up for you, you know, on a soul level. And so that's when you really need to kind of put the pedal to the metal. And I really feel like those last 6 months of the year are going to be really good.
Okay. It's interesting because things have been opening up for me now, but I need, I've been building my own business. So, that's my second question is that I was talking to this woman about doing some classes or workshops for her nonprofit, but they were going to pay me. I was talking to her about a rate. So I followed up with her, but I haven't heard back from her yet. So I'm wondering, is she still working on grant money, or is it going to come through, or what's going on with that?
They don't have the money.
But she'll get the grant, and she'll hire you.
Okay. When do you see that coming through?
It takes a minute, maybe in a month. But she
okay.
will get
Okay. Yeah, so when do you see me, as far as that other job, the first one I just talked to you about, do you see me starting it this week? Really want that money coming in.
It looks like 2 weeks.
Boy. Okay.
Well, sorry.
It might be at the end of the week you might start.
Okay. So do you see another contract coming in the meantime?
I told you July, August, and September I see things taking a turn. They will increase it.
Okay.
But it won't be right away, it'll be this summer.
But you'll be able to
have another contract out there. Yeah. Sorry,
you'll
go ahead.
Let me talk. It'll be able to squeak by. You are going to get like an interim contract so that you'll be able to pay the bills until the bigger things hit.
Okay.
But you'll be all right. But you'll be squeaky.
Yeah, I'm kind of squeaky now. Yeah, so living on faith.
Yep, it's called living on air. You're a great
it's all right. I've had practice doing it.
You're a great manifest. You're going to manifest out of air.
Okay, so then thank you for that. Do you see me moving like somewhat soon, like before? I mean, I'd like to move this month. I don't know if that's really going to happen because, I don't want to say that. Cancel.
You won't. You aren't going to be moving until you get stable.
Yes, I know. That's what my concern is.
There you go. I hope that we help you.
So that's, so that's not till the summer?
Not till the fall.
Okay.
Sorry.
All righty.
Right.
No, I know. What I'm feeling anyway. I just wanted better thoughts.
All
right. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. 216.
Hello. Hi there.
What's your
name?
My name
is Sorry, go ahead. Sharon, September 1st, 1965. I'm a Virgo.
Did you say September or December, honey?
September is in September.
Okay, great. All right. Well, you're another one in the 18-month cycle.
Oh.
Which is good. I mean, it's not an easy cycle because it's like our soul gets a chance to do a little decluttering. I like to compare it. If you go up to the attic and you open up the door and you go, oh, my God, people, places, and things. What stays, what goes, and what's just, you know, and what do I need to think about? So there's a lot of things in flux, but that's okay. You got to it's really good when the end result is. So let's see, you started in September. Last year, so
okay.
The beginning of this year. So I would say probably since your birthday, and we got to get 6 months beyond your next, this coming birthday. So that would be March. March.
Which means what? What happens in March then?
Then you'll be in a one new beginning so that you got the deck is clear, and that's great for new beginnings and things like that. But I'm sure you have other questions. What's your first name again?
Sharon? Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N.
Sharon. Okay, our connection is, you know, a little muffled. Okay, Sharon. Oh. 1-8-1-9-6-5. So I think that there's a good opportunity for some opportunities either with work or career or investments. Starting April, going through the summer, and I feel by the end of the year things will be better. But as far as personal relationships or inner relationships or people, places, and things, you need to be more discerning is the word.
Okay. Oh, more discerning.
More discerning. See things as they are.
Okay.
Don't give so many free passes.
Okay.
Finances, are you with
No, I'm not involved with anybody right now.
You're not involved what?
I'm not involved with anybody right now.
I didn't say that. I'm talking about finances.
Yeah, my finances, a lot of money's been going out. I'm redoing my home, remodeling
right.
And stuff. How are my finances? Are they going to get better? I'm not broke. I just saving. I'm not saving. I'm dishing out.
Right, but it's going to get better either through work or investments or something. You know, I've been telling a lot of people the things like in the Bible that, you know, never lose value is precious metals. So look at
is
that.
Is my house going to look beautiful when I'm done? I've done so much to it so far.
Oh, I think it's going to be fabulous.
got a few more things to do. I'm ordering all my furniture, but I'm going to be okay financially, aren't I?
I think so.
I did get a raise.
As long as you use your head, honey, you're fine.
I know. That's right. Use your head. An 18-month cycle. Am I like that at all the time? I'm always 18 months.
No, a soul goes through that once every 8 years.
Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Anything, Kelly? Yeah. That's okay.
A vacation coming up after you get done with the house. It's like a trip within, like, to North Carolina. So you're going to enjoy that. You're going to get together with old friends you haven't seen in, like, 27 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's a fun thing for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope
As
you have a good night.
You have a nice evening.
All right, let's see. 917. Hi, 917.
Hello, ladies. I'm so glad I got through. This is Ellen, and the birth date is May 26, 1956. I think that's everything you need. Okay.
Right. That is.
Okay. There's so many things going on. First, like a lot of people, I'm concerned about money, particularly about retirement. I would like to retire and buy some property. Do you see that happening within the next year or two?
Yeah,
I would definitely take my money and buy property. That's absolutely.
I guess my question is, will I be able to? Will I have the sufficient funds to do it?
Yeah.
I would cash out my 401k.
You're assuming I have a lot in there. And that's why I'm hesitating. Okay. But you understand whether or not I have a large 401k, it sounds as though you think I have sufficient money to do it, wherever it comes from. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And one of the places I'm considering moving is upstate New York, and I haven't decided where exactly. Do you think that that is a good destination for me?
Yeah, you'd be but up next to the foothills of the mountains.
Okay.
And yes, it's a good, like if you did an astrology thing of I don't know what it's called, geo something. I'm not an astrologer.
Google Earth.
No. You do area of what's a good place for you to live in astrology. I don't remember what that's called.
I don't know what that's called either.
Right, but it's a good area for you. It's good vibration, good energy, and it's a new start, and you might even have romance when you move.
But not before, huh? Okay.
Well, you're going to
do that quite
soon. Go ahead, Joanne. I'm sorry.
No.
Well, if I had a relationship before in your position, that's like taking a suitcase or taking baggage with you. So I wouldn't. If you're going to start a new beginning, then I would start fresh there. That's what I see. If you have a 401k, get it out of the stock market, put it in precious metals.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Yep.
But you're a smart businesswoman, and you have good intuition for yourself, so now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot, they say.
Yep.
I'll do that. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate the reading.
Well, all right.
Bye.
All right. 11111. Hello, 111.
Okay. It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Welcome. My birthday is 11/28/85.
Okay, good. Okay, so we got 39. So what have you been worried about, Melissa?
But right now I'm worried about cook. I'm worried about a couple of things, but right now I'm kind of worried about one of my.
I'm looking at your numbers. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said it.
Right now I'm kind of a little bit worried about one of my very good friends because he was very good advice that I needed, and just we got a little bit of confusion there, and I have explained myself. I don't know if we reach some form of agreement, or I don't know if you see him contacting, understanding sometime nearby, hopefully soon. If you can see any of that, but again, at that time I was really sick, so I was not even my person, right? So yes, ma'am. I thank you. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I don't know what Kelly thinks, but I'm not seeing it. I see that there's some upheaval here.
You see some what?
What do you think? I see that there's not going back here.
Oh, he's not coming back?
I'm not seeing it. Well, I don't know what Kelly gets, but I don't see it. So,
yeah, you've hit an impasse with him.
Yeah.
And he's not dependable. He's wishy-washy.
Yep.
Yes. Let me see, because there's two. The one that I'm referring to is a kind of his dark, like same color of my skin. Same color of my skin.
Well, the guy that you had the fight with, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, yes. Because we had other times where we got an ease with each other, and I know he's going through some hard stuff right now as well. I mean, I'm not being clear. Do you see a Do you see a reconnection in the nearby future?
No.
Not with him. He's got a bad temper. He's got a temperament issue. No.
And he flaked on you.
He what?
He flaked. F-L-A-K-E. Flaked.
Flake. He's a flake.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means he's not dependable, and he gets scared, and he flips out, and you can depend on him like the wind.
Well, I'm kind of confused because for almost 3 years, he's always helping me. He always helped me with, like, some of the most, even some legal stuff. So I think maybe you're picking up another friend of mine, and not trying to be rude. I know you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Natural blue is what she's trying to tell you.
Wait, what does that mean?
That means that he's not loyal.
Oh, he's sick right now?
No. That means he's not loyal. In other words, he's not true to his word.
Whenever you need him the most, he isn't there for you.
He always was for 3 years, so we had a little bit of argument. That's why I'm a little bit confused, and I don't want to take much of your time.
All right, well,
in other
words, I wouldn't count on him.
Mm-mm.
Count on yourself.
Mm-mm.
Makes
you're
sense?
You're 100% right. Yeah,
so,
are you able to look before the end of the year? I do another scan.
You're going to be okay. Use your common sense. You're a good businesswoman. You know what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I need that. Thank you,
Carrie
Jo. Thank you, ma'am. That's really good information.
You're going to be more than fine. All right, hon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
504.
Oh. Hi, thank you.
There, I got it. Whoops. There it is. Hi, what's your...
Hi, it's...
Your birthday?
2/12/1963, and it's Deborah, but I go by Debbie.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you got a question while she's figuring?
Yeah, I'm kind of at a crossroads starting over. Wait, you know what? Are you good with dreams?
Yeah.
I had a dream, and it has been puzzling me.
All right, tell me.
I'm running out of a building, and I hear, like, get out, and, like, sirens, like French sirens. And it has been troubling me because I was going to, I don't know if it's because I was going to take a job downtown. I'm not sure I will now. Or if it's something like maybe an internal thing that I'm not looking for. But it has just been.
It means you have to, it's time for you to move forward in your life. You've been stuck. And
okay.
you've been stuck for like 7 years, and you're in a new 7 year cycle.
Yes.
And what,
but I don't know where to go to.
Well, I think here's the thing that is, the sky's the limit for you this year if you choose to make it. But I think you've been stuck, and you got 1 foot forward and 1 foot back, and you need to really move forward.
You're right.
Your dream represents because you're feeling insecure, and you don't know if it's up, down, in, out, or where. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And you need to trust yourself to move forward because you feel like the building's going to burn down if you're not trusting yourself. So the sirens are saying, hello, move along, little doggy.
I wish they would tell me where.
Well, I think if you really did some pros and cons of what you really want on a piece of paper, you'd get out of your head. You know, I think you're doing ring around the rosy in your head, and that does nothing but procrastination.
And you're very capable of being like an administrator and run things.
Okay. All right. Well, I wanted to be more creative, but, you know, that's a little more unsure once again.
You can do that on the
side. Being creative is great. It's a great hobby. Move forward and do what you need to do to earn money, because creative is a lovely thing to have, and it's a great outlet, but it's in this big world right now, you better go where your experience lies.
Okay. Yeah, I was offered a job, but it's downtown, and crime's gotten so bad, and, you know, I don't have a good car, and I was just like, oh, you know,
felt
like...
And you'll be fine, and have the security guide walk out with you, and you're fine.
Okay.
And you did the package. Ask what you want. You'll make more money than what you've been making in bazillion years.
Wow.
What downtown is it, Debbie?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Mm. Yeah, I live on the outskirts, and I've worked down there before. I had like one incident where I was being chased, but it just seems to have gotten worse, you know, down there. But, I mean, that's where the better paying jobs are for sure.
Well, see if you can get a downtown company where you can work from home.
I would love that, actually.
Well, that's what I'd be looking for.
Okay.
But you are going to get a better job and make more money, and you'll be able to retire from it.
Well, that'd be awesome, because I know, you know, I've got a few years. I think now it's like 67 that you have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe a little. It gets later and later from what I hear.
Yep. But
so I can't retire yet.
Not yet. You're going to do it early. I hope we helped.
You did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. All right. 727. Hello.
Hi, Kelly Joe. Hi, Joanne. It's Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. Have a 8/22/63. One day after you, Joanne.
You got that right, honey.
I always remember, yeah. Whatever you see is what I want to know.
Okay. Let's take a look. Well, here's the good news. The energy's a lot lighter around your path this year. So I think this is really a good time for you to make some plans, because I really feel like July, August, and September, it's kind of like, and I think you got to do the financial stuff too when it comes to April, May, and June. So if you need to look at things, right now I'm feeling a little edgy on stock market. So a lot of my client base, I've been urging them to get into precious metals or gold, silver, copper, you name it, whatever, because the dollar right now is a little wonky. So you might want to look at that.
Okay, so it's funny you said that, because I looked at it with my financial advisor and we made some changes just on Friday.
I might be psychic. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. So I do want to ask, so April, May, and June with my money, my mother, when she died, there was a lawsuit, and it's been going on since 2020. And it's supposed to be coming soon, and they said it's going to be a large amount of money, but I don't know.
I see the lawsuit, and I feel like it'll be done July, August, or September. Or there'll be a mediation or some sort of thing, but I do feel like it's at the crescendo of July, August, and September.
Okay, and do you see, like, how much money I would net after everything? They take their cut and all that?
Well, the sad thing is that the ones that have come out the winners here are the attorneys. So I can't give you a dollar figure, honey, but unless we were talking logistics. I can't tell you that you'll be okay. It's not probably what you were counting on, but because of the lawyer's fees.
No, I know they're going to get 40% off the bat. I know that.
Yeah, I know. It adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
but they still said I would get
a substantial amount, but I have no idea how much that is.
I don't know either, but you're going to get enough to have an old lady fund, and you'll be able to, if you want to buy like a vacation, a place, a house, or whatever, you'll be able to do that.
You'll be okay, Jill.
Okay.
You'll be
fine.
So.
Okay, see anything else?
No, other than I want you to be happy. Now, is there a new baby coming this year?
I don't know. My
there's
daughter
a new baby.
Engaged.
Oh, there's a baby coming not too long away. Now, it might not be your daughter. It might be, you know, in your immediate family, but there's a baby.
Okay. Do you know when that baby's coming?
You probably won't hear about it till late summer.
Okay.
Do you have redheads in the family?
Do I have what?
It's a little redhead.
What is that?
Do you have redheads?
Do I have redheads in any of my... Not that I know of. No, there's no redheads.
A carrot top. Somebody in the woodpile has red hair.
Okay. All right. Well, I wrote that down. We'll see.
All right. Well, you got all kinds of excitement going on, kid. Keep us close. All right.
All right, Joanne, are you doing in-person readings yet or no? Still.
Well, I'm doing the same thing I'm doing virtual, you know, since COVID. I've been doing the virtual, which we can see each other. I mean, you know, it's the same as if you're sitting here. As you know, I don't need a body to do my work.
Right. No, I know.
Okay.
Well, I may be in touch with you because I literally live very close.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Joanne. Bye. Thanks, Kelly Jo.
You're welcome. One more. 775. Thanks for hanging in there. What's your name and what's your birthday? Hello?
Hello?
I guess they aren't there. They must have hung up. Well, I thank you, Joanne, and I hope that you have a good night, and we'll see everybody else in the future.
Absolutely, Kelly Jo. Thanks for having me. If they want to contact me, they can text me at 727-743-3400, or they can check out my webpage, which is Psychic Joanne with an E, J-O-A-N-N-E, Leo, .com.
And me, they can get me, KellyJoePsychic.com or 561-333-5367. I was a bad host. I forgot to do that earlier in the show.
That's okay. We're good.
Thank you. Have a good night, all.